The county certainly had the capability to respond and did so.
Bishop said response to last week's storms pale in comparison to what would be needed in a hurricane scenario. She said while the staff may be intact for the moment, when it comes to such things as debris removal, reductions in the heavy equipment budget may prove challenging, since the county now has to rent items like front loaders in order to clear debris.
One thing that we've discovered in this last go-round is, you know, the need to rent some heavy equipment for debris clearance, because we've cut back on equipment in some of the bigger departments that have that assignment.
Bishop's was one of more than a dozen presentations from heads of county departments, including planning, tourist development, and animal services. Some reported that this is the first time in several years their budgets won't be smaller than the prior year. Bishop said there were no staffing reductions in the county emergency management budget in 2011, but that follows 3 years of cuts that nearly halved the department budget in half. What's more, she said, proposed axing of state and federal grants may be on the horizon.
Of course, the federal level cuts are right now what they're looking at is eliminating longstanding grants that have come down through the state for emergency management. Whether or not they survive the cuts or not remains to be seen. And of course, the same thing at the state level with the proposed elimination of the trust funds. That's another half of the grants that has funded us for a very long time.
Chief Assistant County Administrator Mark Woodard said after nearly five consecutive years of agonizing reductions, the economic squeeze on county funds might be loosening soon. But he said it's impossible to know for sure whether a rebound is around the corner.
We continue to be in unprecedented economic times. It is still unclear whether we have reached the bottom. We've been telling you now for the last year or so that we think the bottom is forming, but we're not sure that we're at the bottom yet.
He said the county administrator's office assumes a 6% decrease in property tax revenues previously forecast for the current budget year, but the picture may look better for the next fiscal year. Still, he cautioned the Board of County Commissioners that a projected leveling off in property tax revenues comes with the caveat that the county's glum real estate market paints a less rosy picture.
We think looking 1 year out beyond that it will be at zero. Based upon some of the sales that we've seen in Pinellas County since the beginning of this year, that 0% assumption may be optimistic. We may actually find ourselves facing yet another year of decrease in our value of property.
The past several budget years have seen major reductions in staffing throughout county government, as well as cuts in equipment and services. Woodard said he's concerned that it might get to a point where the county is cutting off its nose despite its face.
We've also noted that reductions in the central services departments can lead to added costs in other departments. So we have to be very careful about reductions in purchasing and budget and the safety area and so forth.
Woodard said there's another concern, quality of personnel. Over the past several years, county employees who have kept their jobs have faced mounting workloads with no chances of a raise. County Administrator Bob LaSala said it might be in the county's best interest to bite the bullet and invest in its workforce.
We have far less boots on the ground. We have far less hands. We have far less minds focusing on the various tasks and responsibilities of county government. And if we don't maximize that intellectual capital by reinvesting in it, just as we reinvest in maintaining our physical infrastructure, it will deteriorate.
Woodard said it will be tough to keep high-quality talent on staff if and when the private sector starts to add more jobs.
As the economy does recover, the private sector will recover more quickly than the public sector. And there is a concern that we will start to lose some of our staff and our talent to the private sector as the economy continues to recover.
Today's rainy weather was a common theme throughout the workshop. County Commissioner Norm Roche said there's only so much staff the county can cut before they can't cut anymore, especially in emergency services. He asked County Administrator Bob LaSala if the county's reached that point yet.
So is it fair to say that we're there or we're close?
We're close. We're very close.
I just want that out. I want a lot of folks to understand that in the public, that we're close, particularly in these sort of storms that we've been going through and folks are looking around for someone to come clean up the yard or fix the road and things of that nature. We're reaching that point, you know, where we've got to make it very clear. Yes.
Go to the phone book.
Go to the phone book and call someone.